Yeah, we had two great, I mean, there are lots of organizations that facilitate our election results every election cycle. Obviously, the folks that we just had on, Americans for Prosperity, the folks at the Kansas State Rifle Association. But another one of those great organizations that help to move our mission forward is Kansans for Life. They not only do they put out a voter guide, I know a lot of folks that take that voter guide with them to the polls, and it's an essential tool that they use to help educate them on candidates. But they also do advocacy. They're phenomenal and in their work and in their messaging. With us now is Danielle Underwood from Kansans for Life. Danielle, thank you for joining us. It's always nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you so much. But I do have to be your first complainer. Are you serious? Christmas music?
See, I told John? You. I told you. Now, see,
I looked at my calendar. Thanksgiving is next week.
No, I'm sorry. It's already on in my car on Sirius XM. And wow. It's, you know. Yeah, I know. What can I say? Don't be a Grinch. We should. Okay, you know what we're playing on the out music for this guest? Yes, you know what we're playing. Yeah, play it for me on the way out.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yeah. New nickname. Okay. So I don't know if you happen to hear the last segment, but we talked with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity. And one of the issues that we talked about was the work that they did and then transitioned to what they were hoping to get. You guys were very active in the primaries and in the generals as well, trying to help candidates. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, we didn't see it so much down here in Sedgwick County, but when I was filling in for Mundo last week, I did hear about how nasty some of the attacks on Republican candidates up in Johnson County were on the life issue. And it was just so, I mean, just nasty, vitriolic, flat out lies. It was really brutal, wasn't it?
It was brutal. It absolutely was brutal. It was just disgusting. The trash that was landing in voters' mailboxes. Yeah. I mean, things, absolute falsehoods, you know, claiming that candidates were siding with rapists and, you know, essentially that they wanted women to die. I mean, just these utterly unbelievable. And, you know, for the voter, they became unbelievable. They were that factor. They pushed themselves over the edge. And I think the voters woke up to that and absolutely rejected those crazy, like you said, vitriolic, extreme messages that, the Democrats were pushing to try to elect their candidates. And I mean, it goes all the way to the top, of course. I mean,
Oh, yeah. We
saw the utter rebuke that Americans gave to Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party and their obsession with unlimited abortion. And I think they finally understood that we were not being hyperbolic, that they truly were pushing for unlimited abortion all through 9 months.
Right.
Paid for with tax dollars. It's like it finally clicked for them that that's truly what they were wanting. So
well,
it's, you know,
no, I was going to say, and conversely, nobody on our side has been pushing for bans. They love to say that Donald Trump was pushing for bans, that I know that some of the candidates, that was the messaging that Republicans in Kansas are going to ban. I mean, it's first off, it's settled here, sadly, because of our courts. But that was part of the lies that we were seeing. I talked to one state rep in Johnson County who said that they had 11 mailers against them in one day that came in. I mean, you and I both know that's, you get diminishing returns with mail anyway, but with that many in one day, that's just nonsense. Nobody's going to read that. What are they thinking?
Yeah, they poured millions of dollars into these campaigns. And, you know, Governor Laura Kelly, her PAC, $2 million that they were pouring into these races that they were just hoping upon hope that they could break the supermajority in the Kansas legislature. And they failed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to be so grateful. I mean, the biggest clue, I think, for people, when the DNC went so far as to provide free abortions at their convention.
Yes, I remember that.
It is gross. It is gross. And that they went all in for it, and they failed.
I forgot that. That's right. Outside the convention, they were doing free abortions. Oh, I forgot about that. We're talking with Danielle disgusting. Underwood from Kansans for Life. So now we've got, you know, a real supermajority, because you and I both know that the numbers we had last session weren't really as good as because of some recalcitrants and some rhinos. Now that we've got the supermajority, what are you hoping that we can see here in this next session? Do we finally look at some kind of judicial reform, maybe finally tackling something like direct election for our judges, that kind of thing? What do you think we could finally tackle?
Well, we typically don't come out with that stuff. If people want to know that,
Speaker Hawkins. I asked him that. He said it's possible.
So what I think we do need to say is make plans right now to come to the March and Rally for Life on January 29th.
That's good. Yeah.
That's when we bring our agenda to the people and we say, this is our plan for this session. And the last two sessions, we've had amazing, amazing results. You know, we have 7 veto overrides for life-affirming protections that we were able to pass. It's 2 historic sessions back to back. And like you said, we had that razor-thin margin. We're so grateful. You know, it looks like we've added 2 to the Senate supermajority and 3 to the House supermajority. And wow, that's going to be so, so important to be able to hold this governor in check, to be able to keep her from really implementing her very radical agenda, regardless of what she says, you know, that she is some kind of middle of the road governor. We all know that that is not the case. So, you know, it's going to be very, very important for us to be able to continue to make progress. There is hope. There is definitely hope. And we're going to continue to keep pressing forward and we're going to keep making gains.
You mentioned the March for Life. I know that there's a couple of other events that I know have been kind of teased. I saw some save the dates that came out. You've got an open house for the new office here in Wichita. And then there's a golf tournament that you guys are bringing back to KFL, the Wichita KFL golf tournament, correct?
That is true. We do have a golf tournament. And we also have a couple banquets coming up. So we have got all kinds of stuff that you all will want to find out about. So if you're not on our mailing list yet, you really need to be, because we always do all kinds of great events for people to gather and where you're going to learn about what's happening and how you can get involved, how you can be part of this movement. It's a large, growing, exciting movement because we have this beautiful mission that we are carrying on just, you know, the generations that have gone before us, and we're carrying it into the future, and we're looking for young members too to come in and continue to carry this forward. So please, you know, make sure you jump onto our website at kfl.org, sign up to get our emails, and just check and see our calendar there, what we've got going on and what you can be a part of, because there's so many ways to get involved. And we would love to have you as part of our movement.
That's what I was looking for, was that website. If folks want information about upcoming events or like the details on the March for Life or your banquets, it's kfl.org, correct?
That is right, kfl.org.
Danielle, thank you again for joining us, and just keep fighting that fight, if you would, please. You're a trooper. We appreciate you.
Well, you're a trooper as well, and we appreciate everything you do, and congratulations to you, by the way.
By the way, I hear what Phil's doing in the background here for your out music. I think he's I think he's playing the Grinch music.
No,
yep.
No.
Yep, there he is. Danielle, I appreciate you as always, and you're fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.